You are listening to The Edge, a podcast for personal development junkies and visionaries living right at the precipice of oh shit meets fuck yeah. I'm Nadia Munda, an embodiment and relationship coach and a lover of all edges. Stick around to listen to raw, unpolished conversations where we explore our personal and collective edges in all their erotic glory. If you are looking for a mentor this year that will really help facilitate the next level of potency in your leadership and in your erotic alchemy process, which just means learning how to amplify, transmute, and shift energies that sometimes can feel stagnant or heavy or challenging or contracting, and you want to turn them essentially into erotic electrifying turn on, and you want to play right at that edge that I like to call the erotic edge, then I highly recommend checking out my new program. It's a mentorship for my one-on-one clients that is all about us learning to become masters of Eros, learning how to work with the seasons of death and winter and loss and turn them into something, you know, from something that depletes us into something that fuels us. And so I highly, highly recommend checking out the page. It's nadiamunla.com/erotic edge. We've got a couple of different options for you. We have the way that I love to work is a 6-month container always. It's tried, tested, and true. I've been doing it for 9 years. And then there's also a 3-month container. If you are someone who likes to take everything and compact it a little bit more, if you're really working on going into an in-depth immersion over a smaller amount of time, if you don't have the space to go to sort of pull it out and do it over 6 months, then, you know, this 3-month package could be an option for you as well. In both cases, you get Voxer support from me. In both cases, you get the option to do a 2-day in-person erotic movement immersion with me, which also can be done online virtually on Zoom if you're someone who cannot travel, but you really want to do this. So there are so many options, but this is a combination of sort of traditional life coaching calls combined with an in-person immersion combined with in-between call support. So really it's the full, what do they call it? The full enchilada, ladies. So reach out, take a look at the site. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. There's a direct link to apply there. That's always the best way to get on an exploration call with me where we really get a sense of whether it's a fit or not. Because in this particular program, I only take a handful of people a year. So I always love to hop on the phone and make sure that this is going to be a situation that's like win-win-win, where there's going to be magic and fireworks, and it's going to be the best decision for you. All right. So I hope to talk to you soon. Today, you are listening to a coaching episode. In these episodes, you get a little peek into what is normally a private space, my one-on-one coaching practice. This really gives you a glimpse into what it's like to be guided and held by me, and will hopefully leave you with some key aha moments. Everyone who is coached here in these episodes has consented to publicizing these sessions and remains anonymous for the sake of confidentiality. Here we are.
Hi. Thank you for being here, being with the listeners who get to just learn so much from whatever it is we end up diving into today. We'll see where it takes
Surprise.
Us. Surprise. None of us know. Why don't we start off by just taking a few breaths together? Mm-hmm. And then we'll see what feels really present and wants support. So just letting yourself, just relax into your seat. And just start to feel your belly expand, your heart expand. Also the back of your heart between your shoulder blades. Let's feel your spine reaching a little bit further up to the sky and your seat just getting a little bit heavier, really rooting down. And then just letting it all go. Whatever was happening before, whatever you might be up to later. Just starting to find the spaciousness, the ease, the peace, withdrawing out and lengthening your inhale. And letting yourself just sink, melt, soothe yourself into an exhale. And just starting to turn your attention to your heart and your belly and whatever feels really alive in there today. And just taking a few breaths to notice what wants to emerge. Is there a particular challenge or a particular inquiry or theme that's been coming up for you lately that you would love support around?
Yeah, what's coming up for me is trust. Yeah, it feels really, really present for me here now. Yeah, just trusting more, trusting that abundance is there. Things have been feeling like they've been growing, like there's this sense of expansion in my life. And I guess the feeling that it's gonna stop is like just trusting that, and also trusting that, you know, like there, I know it's not always expansion, and that when the contraction comes inevitably, that you know, like it'll be okay, and that I can kind of even through that, like, be okay through any contraction. But yeah, it feels like things have been so much, like, so much growth and so much expansion, and there's a part of me, I guess, that, yeah, just doesn't trust that. Trusting, yeah.
So what I'm hearing is there's sort of two pieces to the trust. There's a piece around, like, trusting, like you said, expansion, which also means like more joy, more goodness, right? Like more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like trusting that more is okay and is safe.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like there's just been a lot of change in my life. Like I recently got engaged. We're talking about having a baby, which is so like new for me. I never thought that I, you know, like that's something I never really even considered in a serious way before. And so, yeah, it feels really exciting and really intentional. And same with, you know, the engagement. Like it's totally different relationship than I've had in the past. And you know, like I've certainly done a lot of the work and, you know, made a lot of changes, done a lot of healing and all of that. And even like in my job, you know, I've been promoted and things seem to be on this trajectory that's like, yeah, like goodness. So much goodness and joy. Mm-hmm. And like, there is a lot of pleasure and it is, yeah. Like, can I just sort of allow myself to really be with that and feel that? And, yeah. Wow. Like, as I'm saying this, I'm even like, am I allowed to feel like, you know, is it okay for me to feel that? Like, am I, you know, am I deserving of that? And wow, that's wild that that just came out in that moment. I'm like, whew. But yeah, there is some of that there. And then, yeah, the fear, I guess, of like, is that all going to go away? Like, is it going to come crashing down at some point, you know? Because it, I think in part, because it did feel like a lot of like work to get to this point. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this is a big one that a lot of us feel. A lot of us, because it's new territory to be in the goodness and to be in the expansion and to be in the like, wait, it's just working out. Like, what? Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so because it's new, there's a level of like distrust in that reality. We like walk on eggshells. We go, can I do this? Is this okay? Who am I to deserve this? Right. Like all the things that you were sharing. And then there was the second piece that I was going to speak to that also felt like it was emerging in what you were sharing, which is trusting your capacity to be with the ups and the downs.
Yeah.
And to me, this, even though they're like two different pieces, they feel like two different themes. I wonder if actually the trusting yourself and your own capacity is actually the foundation and the core of it all. Because if we start to trust ourselves, hey, I can be with the bigness, the goodness, the expansion, and I can be with whatever comes after. I can be with the contraction, because I mean, of course, we know that it's impossible to just grow.
Yeah.
And then the balloon pops at some point, right? But it's like you can grow if you like slowly expand, and then there's a little contraction. Then you expand a little more, and there's a little contraction, right? Like it's like, well, that's more sustainable. So no matter what, we know through just watching nature that we're cyclical, and there's going to be what we call, you know, can call it ups and downs. You can call it growth and contraction, ebbs and flows. But ultimately, it's trusting your capacity to be with that. And I imagine that it will feel a lot easier to trust the joy and the goodness if you trust your own capacity to be with whatever is, including it going away. Because that's the fear, right? Why do we not trust goodness when it happens? Because we go, it's not that we don't like the feeling of goodness. We all love goodness. It's that we're scared it's going to go away.
Yeah.
Is there another piece to that? I'm curious. Something else.
Yeah. I'm feeling into like how that's, I'm just like sitting with that a bit and feeling into it in my body. And like, there's this fear. And I do like what you said about, you know, having the big expansions and then the smaller contractions. Like, I feel like that's the way it's been going in the last little while. But like you said, it's still like, as it gets better and better and better, I'm like, it just feels like I have this. Yeah. It's almost like, am I headed for like a bigger contraction, you know, like a bigger fall. And I guess that's like I have sort of had that in the past, right? With like health issues where like suddenly I was really, really sick. Like I had got cancer. I had cancer when I was like 25, and you know, it was like a big, like everything stops, right? Like, and so it feels like, it just feels like, is it going to be too much? Like, is it going to be too much? Like, am I gonna have the capacity? Yeah, that's exactly it. Is the capacity there? And I am learning to trust that I do have the capacity, and I'm constantly like developing that, right? Like, I'm, like I said, I'm doing the work, and I'm like, you know, working with a nervous system person and coach and embodiment and somatic experiencing. But like, and like, as I do, things just keep getting better and better. So I'm like, Yeah, at what point does a contraction come, and like, is it gonna be as big, or is it gonna be, yeah, like, is it gonna go away? I feel like I'm not like explaining it super clearly, but
No, it's, I
I'm
think it's
actually
very clear.
having a lot of like a lot come up in my body right now, like just a lot of my, it feels very like energized. It feels really, yeah, a lot of energy moving through my belly and my chest. It's like, woo.
Are you open to feeling into that a little bit and seeing if there's something there that might emerge? Yeah, so you're describing an energy that is in your belly and it feels like it's moving. I think you said up, perhaps. Yeah. So just feel into that and start to see, like, sense it or feel it with your mind's eye and just notice, like, where, first of all, like, what sort of texture or shape is it? When you see it moving up from your belly.
Like a shimmery, it's like a, yeah, almost like sun on the water, like,
Ooh, love that. That's sexy. Sexy energy. Yeah. Let's shimmer some sun on the water. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's great. So, okay, so it's shimmering up your, like, from your belly, and where is it going?
Like I can kind of feel it. My diaphragm, it's almost like it's getting a little bit like stuck there. But then it's kind of like going up into my back instead, like through the back of my heart space.
Beautiful. And then what does it do when it gets to the back of your heart space? Like, so I'm guessing, like, you mean between your shoulder blades-ish, right? Yeah.
With the space there between my shoulder blades, and then it
Is it
kind of
like,
feels,
yeah.
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna, but you were ahead of me, so go for it.
Yeah, kind of feels like it's flowing like over my back, like washing over my back at that point, like going up and over my shoulders, and
Ooh, nice.
yeah.
Does it feel good? Because I'm having an experience of it feeling good, but I'm curious how it feels in your body.
It feels intense. Yeah, it feels intense. It feels a little bit overwhelming. Like it's a good sensation in itself, but like yeah, the way that it's flowing feels a little overwhelming. And yeah, like I feel like it's that sensation of pleasure, right? Like it's feels a little overwhelming, and it's it's yeah.
What is the response in your body when you feel that overwhelm? What does your body then do?
Yeah, my heart is really beating quickly, and yeah, just feel sort of like energized, but in a bit of a like frantic kind of way. Like it's like I need to expend that energy, almost like I want to like let it out instead of just kind of holding it.
Well, there's holding it and then there's circulating it. And sometimes when we clench, it does will turn into, like, actual quote unquote anxiety symptoms, because then, it does have to move, but it's sort of like, it's like energy stuck inside a very closed vessel, versus if it's moving, but it's literally just flushing through you, right? It can still be very potent, because it sounds to me like you're experiencing this very much an awakening of, like, a deeper level of life force, right? And especially that image of, like, a beauty. I mean, what a beautiful image of this glimmering water that's gushing up and over your shoulders. And Of course, it's going to feel like a lot because more life force is actually quantitatively more energy. Mm-hmm. And so you're being asked to hold more energy than before. Mm-hmm. And yeah. that is the stretching, right? That is the increasing of your capacity. And so yeah. your heart, so the default is your heart to race, it gets to start racing. I think about, you know, there's a really lovely woman named Casey Baker, and she is a, don't know what she officially calls herself, but she sort of helps people with like public speaking challenges. Mm-hmm. And so maybe motivational speaking coach, something like that. And one tool that I learned from her and one perspective that I learned from one of her like classes that I thought was so cool and I've been using ever since is she goes, you know, we come on stage and often, even if we're not scared of public speaking, I mean, we generally get nervous on stage, right? Like you, mm-hmm. you stand there and you're like, oh, the 100 people looking at me and your heart starts to race and maybe your hands get clammy and, you know, you have all these particular physical sensations that begin to happen. And she says, you know, the thing is, the problem is that people automatically go, oh, I'm anxious or I'm nervous, mm-hmm. right? And that actually makes them more nervous and it sort of like snowball mm-hmm. effects. Mm-hmm. But she's like, if you look at it as, oh yeah, there's 100 people looking at me, which is a lot of energy being sent my way through the form of attention. Mm-hmm. It's just energy. And that energy I'm now receiving. And so I go from, you know, sitting backstage and feeling maybe okay to now I'm standing in front of a group of people and I feel this wave of energy and I label it as nervousness or, you know, anxiety or whatever. But actually, it's just on a very factual level. It's like, yes, the energy has now like, you know, multiplied mm-hmm. in terms of what's coming at me, like actual yeah. physics is there's yeah. more energy coming at me. And so she's like, the best thing that you can do is have these grounding, like a grounding cord. So she works with the tail, an image of a tail. So if you're walking back and forth on the stage and you just imagine like a nice thick, heavy tail, and like you're every time the energy is coming at you, you're grounding it out of your tail. And so she's got some cool tools, but the point being that it's all about energy. And so when you are opening up to more goodness, more expansion, what's happening is more life force is moving through you. And the reaction is, there's a label. Oh, it's overwhelm. Oh, my heart is mm-hmm. beating fast. Oh, you know, this makes me anxious, or it gives me, I have this like trigger response to like, you know, close or clench or do whatever I do when I start to feel overwhelmed, which is why I was asking what was starting to happen for you in your body. Mm-hmm. And if you reframed it, I'm just curious how it feels for you to reframe it as like, this is more energy moving through me and this is a new sensation. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
not it feels- like it's a particular emotion or a thing or a meaning or what do I do about it now? How do I fix it? How do I change it? It's like, I'm just having a new sensation because I'm in a new chapter of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Feels good.
That's step one, mm-hmm. is just reframing from one where you're now, you know, trying to do something with it to just, oh, I'm just observing. I'm just a neutral observer of this new sensation that's moving through me. Now to increase capacity, I highly recommend starting to create very intentional space. It can be 3 minutes. It does not need to be long. Mm-hmm. If you can take it longer, great. If you have more time at some point during the day, wonderful. But right now, I love starting with things being simple and short because mm-hmm. then we have no excuse to not do them. So yeah. every day, pair this up with something else you do. So either it's literally when you're waking or right when you're going to bed. But you know, if you're in partnership, it can be a little bit more complicated when you're sharing a bed. So maybe it is paired with something that you do solo. But my invitation to you is start to very intentionally circulate this energy. So it's already happening where it's like comes up from your belly, you know, into sort of your solar plexus around the back, and then, you know, back of your heart and then over your shoulders, right? So it already has like a journey. It takes a path, and you already have like a very distinct visual of it. So you're already connected. But now if you sat for 3 minutes and you pulled that up and around and you circulated it so that the waterfall over your shoulders comes back down, back into your belly, maybe even goes down lower, you know, into your womb space, into your pelvis, like just see what naturally, how it naturally wants to flow. But the idea is that you just focus and very intentionally breathe in. And it's really helpful to make a little bit of sound on the exhale, because again, that moves some of the energy. But as you start to do that, start to see what comes up. And there's going to be those moments where like your body wants to go into the default, the habitual. Oh, I'm having a thought about it. This is too much. Or, I'm now clenching my jaw, or, you know, whatever it is you start to notice, but which is also great. It's just noticing. But it's like a meditation, but it's just a little bit more dynamic, a little bit more active, where you're like, and then notice the stuff that comes up. It starts to clench, starts to, and then let it fade away again, and then start again, right? And like, even if it's just a couple of minutes of doing that, if you start to do that consistently, you'll feel more okay when it does show up in other circumstances where you don't have full attention on it. You know, so you're really, it's like, you're really starting at that point to build the capacity through a little daily practice.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you.
And like intent. Yeah, of course. And intentionally let it move. You don't have to let it grow, because by it moving, it'll probably grow. And then you'll know, oh, okay, oof, that's my limit for today. Right. But I find that if you move that intentionally, it might start to feel really erotic.
Yeah, I sense that.
And like, how, why not? Let's do it. Like, you know, I mean, because that's what it is. It's just letting life force move through you, letting Eros move through you. I mean, that's all that's happening.
Yeah.
Like, great. You've warmed yourself up for the day. Like,
perfect.
Why not? You know, everyone will be happy about it. So yeah, it just feels like that would be a somatic little exercise to play with in an energetic. And it really is very tantric, because you are pulling up energy through the center of your being. You have a particular path it takes, might be a little bit different than someone else. And you're just going, all right, I'm just going to let it gush. Like, imagine gushing. Like, how beautiful to be a woman practicing gushing. Like, what's better than that? Like, gushing all of your heart energy, all of your erotic energy, and having it move and grow and have it sparkle and shine. Like, fuck yeah. It'll make you so much more magnetic, which of course will then increase the expansion, which is always fun. it's going to allow. It's very much a nervous system tool, because the more we can be with the intensity, the more we can be with the intensity of anything, whether it's joy, grief, anger. And all we're doing is we're essentially increasing the voltage. Right. So it's like, you don't want to instantly go like double it, because then you'll just get like frazzled, right? But you want to slowly build it up little by little by little, and then you can take that little exercise, maybe try it out when you're having sex, see what happens. Or if even just maybe it starts with a self, like if there's a self pleasure practice, like see what it's like to, but first I definitely at least have there be a period of time where it's just purely life force. You're not necessarily connecting it to something else in terms of, you know, something sexual or anything like that. It may feel sexual, but it's just you doing, it's like a meditation. You're just there doing that for your breathing exercise for 3 minutes.
I think that alone is going to really increase capacity.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I like the sounds of that. I love the word gush. That really like felt really good and juicy to me. I was like, yeah, yeah.
We just need more gushing humans in the world right now because we're all dried up. I'm sorry to say it. We are.
Yeah. So can I ask you something else? Something actually came up sort of along with that. And when you were saying like it will increase my capacity when I feel it in other situations, which really resonated too and made me think of like another part of this, I feel like is that when I'm in certain situations, like I want to say like at work, kind of like a where it's like, you know, more professional, like I'm still working in a sort of, you know, like an organization that is a little bit more dried up. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I feel like I come with that like joy or like that gushiness. I'm going to keep using that word now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like almost shot down. Like it's, you know, it's not received well. And I'm finding that hard, even though I like my job and like it allows me to be creative. And for the most part, the people there are really great, really supportive. You know, like there are a lot of things I like about it.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, my work is recognized, like it's all very supportive, but it's just not in the same, I don't know, like it's almost like a lot of the people there are living, I said this to someone else today, almost like we're living like in totally different worlds. You know what I mean? And so I guess like, how do I deal with that? I practice like holding my own energy and kind of, you know, having my little bubble around me or whatever, like thinking of containing my own energy and all of that. But I still find that sometimes it's just, you know, like the gush is gone.
Mm-hmm. Are you open to getting a little bit more into like the detail of a particular scenario?
Like me give you an example, you mean?
Yeah, because when we work with that, there's a lot more depth we can go into. Like a recent example of you showing up where you felt like, I'm in this like effervescent, gushing energy. And you were saying it's not received well.
Yeah. Okay.
What does that look like?
Yeah. So like I spend a ton of time in nature and I find so much joy there. Like that's a big thing for me. And I, you know, just, I joke with my friends, like I could sit and stare at a tree for like half an hour. And I find that really, like, I can really be present and like, I'm feeling the energy flow through me. I'm feeling the energy flow through nature. Like I feel really, everything feels beautiful. You know, my dog is there. I'm just enjoying the time with my dog and my partner, whatever. Like, and so I'll go to work and I'll share that, you know, like even just in the way almost that I just did with you, like feeling that little spark of like, it was just so beautiful. The sun was shining. I got my feet in the grass and, you know, people like, it's not received. Like they just are like, oh, okay. Like, or they give me a weird look or there's not even a response. Like it just is like kind of shut down. And, yeah. So, and like, I don't know. It feels hard. Yeah. Like I'm like this, well, this is, I don't know. Yeah. Just things like that. And yeah. Yeah.
And how would you like them to be responding?
Well, I don't know, with the same way that I would respond if they were talking about something that brings them joy or, you know, like a little bit of curiosity or some more engagement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, just.
So you just feel like a bit misunderstood in that context.
Yeah.
Like, hi, see me. I'm just having a good time. And they're like, productivity.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever else they're thinking about.
Yeah, you know, it's tough because we are living in different worlds. Mm-hmm. We essentially do have, in a way, two groups.
Yeah.
The ones that are like, ooh, nature, connection, yoga, meditation, you know, da da da, all that. And then so we're just living a more mainstream life. Let's put it that way. Trying to find the right words for it. And, you know, I think that when it comes to this, what comes to mind for me, honestly, is just that it feels a lot like love languages. Where are you familiar with love languages?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, so often you're with a partner or even it's just like a parent or someone else. You guys don't match up on the love language. It just happens, right? We don't all have the same love language. And so there's these moments where it's like, okay, we give what we would think, you know, what feels good to us. And then we're like, wait, why is the reciprocation a little weird?
Yeah.
And then perhaps the same experience on their end. And so I wonder if it's a version of that too, where it's like, they just really don't know. And so it's just not their love language. They're just like, okay, that's cool. But I imagine there's some sort of other activity that if you talked about or engaged with them in that, they'd be like, oh, I can get down with this, right? I can connect with her in that. And, you know, with work, it's like work environments are so tough because we're being put together with people who aren't necessarily, they don't necessarily have similar interests.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be wonky sometimes. And so I think if you, one, hold that frame a little bit and maybe just realize, oh, I'm just talking a different language. Like they just don't get it. And then also see, okay, well, what do I really need in this situation to take care of myself? What do I need? What am I trying to get from them? Can I get it from somewhere else? Can I get it from myself? Can I resource it from other friends? Is it that maybe the reason I'm having this experience is I'm just putting expectations on people who just don't, like, aren't able to give that? Like, they're not going to get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe one of them will, you know, go to Peru and sit in an ayahuasca ceremony and come back and be like, oh my God, I get it. But in the meantime, you know, they might not get it. And that's okay. Like, how can we bring compassion and love to someone who speaks a different language? You know, but then also bring compassion and love to yourself and be like, what do I need here? Like, there's something I am not getting that I would like to get. And so let me get it somewhere else. How do I source it?
Yeah, I like that reminder to, yeah. I can get it somewhere else. That's, yeah.
Makes me think about my mom. My mom used to be like, my mom's such a nature person. And, you know, I grew up in Beirut. Like, I mean, the least naturey place on ever. And I just like, just such a city girl. And that's all I ever knew. And my sister's the same. And so my mom would always be like in this like awestruck thing around whenever we'd be in nature. And me and my sister would just look at each other and be like, oh, what is she talking about? Right. And of course, now I get it, but it took a while. Yeah. And so my poor mom was sitting around like trying to talk to us and trying to get that moment of connection of like,
Yeah,
like, oh, you get me, I get you. We're having a shared experience.
Yeah.
We were not. We were like, what are we doing in this mountain? Why are we here? Can we go back home? Thanks. You know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just something to be with as well and to realize that, okay, well, there's a lot of things I love about my work and things that work really well. And maybe this is just something I shouldn't be trying to get from my workplace.
Yeah,
you know, that shared connection through experience. And maybe it's through finding other like-minded people where I can do events or workshops or something on outside of my workplace where I'm like, oh, okay, they get it. That's my posse, you know, we're speaking the same language over here.
Definitely. Yeah. And I do have that outside of work. So yeah, I like the reminder that like I don't need to get it at work. Sometimes it feels like because I'm working so closely with people, right? I'm like, I want that, but yeah, it doesn't necessarily need to come from them. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, I also think out, you know, you use the work example, but if we really zoom out, what is this conversation about? This conversation is about realizing that we can't get all of our, we have a set of needs that we 100% need to listen to, and we can't get all of our needs met everywhere by every person. And that's just it. And I think when we rewire our own expectations to like go, oh, okay, my partner is really great at this piece, and my best friend is great at this piece, and you know, this family member is great at this piece, it makes it a lot easier to show up and not put that, put an expectation on them that they don't even know is there, and then they fail and then you're disappointed, and all of this has happened non-verbally. Right? And it's like, if you're just like, oh, okay, like Mary only has this level of capacity to talk about this, this, and this. Great. All right. That's what I talked to Mary about.
Yeah.
Joe over here, he's been to Peru, you know, like,
for who? Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, just,
yeah,
just playing with that too, as a possibility.
I like that. And yeah, it feels like I can then like hold that, like have that higher capacity to hold the gush without like expecting everyone to receive it in the way that I like hope, like that idea of not having expectations. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess sometimes it feels like, I think that when they don't, it feels, it comes back to that trust thing. It's like, I can't trust that the world around me is like, you know, safe for me to be the way that, like, to be in this expansive state. Yeah, like it. Yeah. When I feel like I'm not getting that. So yeah.
Not
yeah.
received. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, here's the thing with being super embodied and in our full expression is that there, whatever, whoever it is, right? When they are in their full embodied expression, there's going to be people that are not into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't, you cannot please everyone. It's impossible.
No, no.
And when we set the expectation of like, everyone is going to respond well to this, because I mean, hi, I'm gushing. How could you respond negatively to this? It's like,
right? It feels like that.
Yeah. So what you're doing is you're creating a story that conveniently keeps you closed. But if you are like, I know some people are going to be fucking weird about this, or they're just not, maybe not even weird, just neutral. Like they're just not even going to get it. They're just gonna,
yeah.
Yeah. And some might be not neutral at all. They might be like, what is happening over there? This is unacceptable. Right. Like people are going to have opinions, and they will come at you sometimes as judgments or misunderstanding or just like lack of being received. That is the place to look at. Okay, so what about that scares you?
Yeah, I guess just like the idea of not having the support around me, because yeah, it feels like I have come to this expansive place. Like it's been a lot of like personal, yeah, like the work and everything, but I also feel like I've had a ton of support. So and like I found that support, and I guess I need to remember that I've always kind of like found it when I didn't have it in the environment that I was in, like I changed things, and that was, yeah, I mean, I guess it's just like the feeling of not being able to change things and that I'll be like stuck in a situation or like, yeah, not able to change it to go find the support that I need or not have the people around me that I need that would support me.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. Cause
be external.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More external and like.
And that's.
Yeah. That feels so confronting.
Well, but it's a beautiful call. Yeah. Your essence is asking you to source support within, mm-hmm. inside of you,
mm-hmm.
truly feeling, you know, mm-hmm. I have a somatic support meditation. I wonder if it's somewhere in my, we'll link it in the show notes here.
Okay.
To this episode. And if you ping us after this, we'll send it to you as well. And so this somatic support meditation is a chance to like really sit with scanning all the ways that you feel support inside of you and around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very physical sensation, right? Of like, okay, bones are supporting me. My breath is supporting me. My heart beating is supporting me, right? The floor under me is supporting me. The gravity that is keeping me from floating up into the sky is supporting me, and so on. I mean, you can keep going forever. Mm-hmm. And the more we tap into the somatic experience of that, the more that the bigger things, the emotional and spiritual piece, naturally starts to fill in terms of support. So this is another way that you are now increasing your capacity, because there's different types of capacity. So first we talked about the capacity to move enough electricity and arrows through you without essentially short circuiting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, okay, we're slowly building the voltage, building the voltage, building the voltage. Now this is a capacity to hold yourself. So one in a way is quite feminine because it's a lot of circulation, dancing, moving, rolling energy, and then holding yourself, supporting yourself, finding support within and in the environment around you, but just as you, you and the divine, you and the world around you, you and, you know, life. That is a very masculine muscle of capacity.
Yeah.
And so both are being asked to be essentially built up.
Yeah, like up leveling each of them. And I think that's the piece. Like, I feel like I've gotten to a certain point with both of those, right? But now it's like next, I don't even know, like, I don't like calling it a level, but yeah, like it just feels like an up level. Yeah. And so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful that that actually what's coming through is working with both. Cause that means there's a wholeness, there's an integration, there's a balance, that your system wants. And that's really good. We need to have that inner union, that, combo of the masculine and feminine inside of us, of support and flow, of container and energy moving through the container. Like, these are basically the two things. And so even though, yes, of course, you can always and will always find ways to find more support from different people, moving, changing jobs, you know, workplace, et cetera. Like, yes, there's also the external piece. And we are creatures that live in community. Like, we want to have external support. So I'm not like suggesting that isn't an important piece. But we don't want to depend on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when we start to feel like, oh, well, I have to source everything outside, then there's like a controlling factor that comes in, and there's a like need to shift and change things. And really, we don't know what life is going to bring us. We have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
It is all over the place. You know, it's and you don't know when. I mean, it is just, it's a ride.
Yeah.
It's a rhyme.
It is.
And so it's like, instead of like, you know, similar to, I think about like acrobats, like those balancing people, or even if you fall off of something, you know, the more you clench or hold like white knuckle or like clamp, the more you actually injure yourself, right? But the more you get like loose and sort of flowy, and if you like, the more you actually keep your balance, the more that you fall and don't really hurt yourself. And so to me, this feels like that, where it's like, okay, you're not trying to grip and change the reality of the workplace or, you know, whatever happens to be happening in the moment, but instead going, oh, okay, I'm not finding the external support I need from the workplace today. Cool. Can I find it inside?
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And I like the like practical piece of like, yeah, I'm curious about your meditation now. Cause like when you said like your bones and like the physical support structures, that's interesting too to me. Like that feels like it'll be really powerful for me right now.
Yeah, we'll email it to you. Like,
yeah, I love that. Thank you.
ASAP. So
yeah.
And yeah, well, I feel like this is like a really beautiful place to start to wind down and close the session, because we tapped into both, yeah, this piece that was very feminine and then this piece that's masculine. And now you, in a way, have two different practices to cultivate each. And maybe you start with doing like a month of one and then moving to the other. Maybe you flip-flop back and forth. Like you get to play with what feels the most supportive ultimately for you. Sometimes we can like, it's just really good. Like the people that go to the gym and do like leg day and then they come back and they do arm day. I don't go to the gym, but you know, that sort of a thing. I hear that from,
from
the people who do go. So it's just, it's that, but it's in your energy. It's in the inner union and it's in the capacity to be able to hold more, because the container itself gets clearer and then the flow through which it's moving and the arrows has more of a path to move through. It doesn't get clogged. It doesn't stop. It just keeps on flowing and moving and gushing, which is probably going to be the name of this episode.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah. But I'm excited to try those practices. So awesome. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. We would love for you to rate and review the show, and I'd love to know your takeaways from the episode. You can do that by DMing me on Instagram at Nadia Munla.